Blog Talk Radio.
Alright. Yeah.
Yo.
There it is.
Alright. Listen up.
I want you to take this one right here
and
knock them over their head over there. Knock
them over
with it, alright?
Motherfucking head in
this
UK.
One's for y'all. Alright.
Yo.
What they gon' do? What they gon' say? What they bringin' to the table? What they gon' pay? Where you get that beat?
That's the out of UK.
And what you represent?
Westside LA.
What they gon' do?
What
they gon' say? What they bringin' to the table? What they gon' pay? Where you get that beat?
That's the out of UK.
What you represent?
Westside LA.
How many different ways we gotta show we so original? Our words they ain't so critical. We both so
unforgettable.
So when we come together, it's like magic. Call it Camelot. I'm not a artist. I'm a weed smoker, I just rap a lot. And Jesse's like the king of beats. Fuck it, call me Lancelot. You fucking with the
merch,
niggas show us what you
come
got
on.
You think I'm playing?
Yeah.
Dagger only plays the keys, I'll be a
Huckleberry.
Doc Holliday is in the streets. Dagger so intelligent, I'm doing dumb shit for fun. Start a war with Jimmy Dean, kill whoever's wearing them. Line them up, execute them, brother, uncle, son, or dad. Watch them as they come about them, that's the way you kill a fad. I said a fad, Dagger ain't a homophobe. Look at me and touch me wrong, I crack a homo front of them. Look at me on overload, I'm paranoid, I'm still prepared. I stay aware of hating motherfuckers, so I'm never scared.
What they gon' do?
What
they gon' say?
What
they bringin' to the table? What they gon' pay? Where you get that beat?
That's the out of UK.
And what you represent?
Westside LA.
What they gon' do?
What
they gon' say?
What
they bringin' to the table? What they gon' pay? Where you get that beat?
That's the out of UK.
What you represent?
Westside LA.
Jesse, when I visit, there's a lot of things I wanna do.
Listen.
Wanna smoke that British weed, fuck a British bitch or two. A lot of drink, 80 proof or better, tell the Dagger Earl. Maybe grow a Jerry Curl or resurrect the fight gun. Doing all that we deserve, we in the streets and moving fast. Take me to the palace, better G, I make a car last. Wait, I heard that police out here, they don't even carry guns. Glad I didn't bring my niggas, they be robbing everyone. Jesse, I'm fucked up. Wear a big old booty strip, but need the cutter, need the gutter. Hey, call me Dagger Ripper, money flipper, but you'll never see me throwing it around. Cause in the UK, we don't stack. Damn, we're getting fat, I'm hungry still. Gotta eat, I'm staying at the table. Well,
long as Jesse's serving me,
I'm leaving though before I go. Dagger's doing something mean, it's people over government.
What they gon' do?
What
they gon' say?
What
they bringin' to the table? What they gon' pay? Where you get that beat?
Jesse out the UK.
And what you represent?
Westside LA.
What they gon' do?
What
they gon' say?
What
they bringin' to the table? What they gon' pay? Where you get that beat?
Jesse out the UK.
What you represent?
Westside LA.
When the Dagger's on the microphone, I'm buying them when you tripping out. If I'm losing,
throw a bowl.
Gonna have to kick me out. Find me, I ain't paying shit. Go ahead and turn me in. I will post bail though and do the same shit again. Nigga, you can never win, so fight a
new time. Come
on. You know you fucked up. You thought the master was an amateur. Your mistake.
Keep it quick.
Jumping, spinning, judo kick. Connected to his upper lip. That nigga did a backflip. Rip out the spinal column. That's my
first.
If I was a cannibal, it would be my
episode.
I'm all about my salary. I need it now. Hand it over. Need my weed to the drink. You don't want the Dagger song. Yeah, I want it all. Big, tall, stacks of money. Fettuccine, tortellini, greenbacks, nothing, honey. 10 stacks, don't scratch, big faces, bring them in. Paper cheese, cheddar, mozzarella, and
what they gon' do?
What
they gon' say?
What
they bringin' to the table? What they gon' pay? Where you get that beat?
That's the out of UK.
And what you represent?
Westside LA.
What they gon' do?
What
they gon' say?
What
they bringin' to the table? What they gon' pay? Where you get that beat?
That's the out of UK.
What you represent?
Westside LA.
What the fuck they gonna say now, Jess?
What?
What?
What? What? What?
West Coast all day.
What?
With that UK connect.
What?
Jesse P.
What?
If y'all don't know, y'all better act like
what?
It.
What? 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 What?
Now, I know these tired old eyes ain't seeing two able-bodied young men just lollygagging.
Can you, like, shut up?
Say what?
We're, like, waiting for this dude to, like, let us have his daughter's hand.
I thought your generation had given up on being proper gentlemen. So which one of you is fixing to win the hand of this little lady?
Right here.
Me.
Love triangle, huh? Well, I guess you two will have to tangle since you know she can't give her hand to both of you.
Yeah, but she's got two of them.
Jumping Jesus, son. A gal gives her hand to just one fella. Now let me give you boys a little tip. No one ever got anywhere just waiting around. When it comes to women, there's nothing wrong with being a little persistent. Damn it, boys, if you want that girl's hand, get off your keisters and go get it.
He's right, Beavis. We've waited long enough.
Her hand must be rested enough by now.
Yes. If you're listening to my voice, if you're tuned in right now, then you must know that it's Slap Sundays with the Dagger. L.A., West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. Glad to be here another week. Glad to have y'all here with me. Hope everybody made it through the week. You know, it's been a rough one, at least for me. Hope everybody, you know, everybody has to face their own ordeals, face their own problems. But if you're here, if you're chilling, then we made it another week, y'all. So let's try to make it another one. Sit back, relax, do what you got to do. We're here to slap stupidity out of people. We're here to knock them slappers, hood knockers, anthems, weed tracks, basically anything that's going to start and get us amped up for the new week we got ahead of us. Although, what's tomorrow? Ain't tomorrow Martin Luther King's birthday? Some of y'all lucky. Some of y'all don't got to work. I got to go to work. So for those of y'all that ain't working, hope y'all go ahead and get out in the streets tonight. Not in a bad way, but you can go out, party, get your club on, do whatever you got to do, man, and enjoy yourselves because a lot of y'all might not have to work tomorrow. So if you don't, live it up and enjoy it, all right? Let me get my business out the way. Shouts out to Topaz Lachey, Big Boss Lady herself. Without her, there is no Bang Out Radio. There is no Slap Sundays. There is no West Coast Wednesdays. There is no Dagger, or at least there would be a Dagger, but you wouldn't hear me right now. You know what I mean? You wouldn't hear me 2 days out the week, and then you wouldn't hear one hot Bang Out Radio show every day of the week because Topaz got a thing going on. Replay Thursdays, Throw That Fire Fridays. My boy Jay Patton, Supreme, them got it held down Mondays and Tuesdays. Y'all, you know I'm here Wednesdays, Sundays, and Sexy Amanda on Saturdays. So, y'all, we got it locked up over here, all right? With the boss lady herself putting everything in rotation. Make sure also y'all check out the awards website, www.iaamawards.com. And both of your top favorite independent artists, because there's a lot of awards going on, and your people will not win if you don't vote for them, all right? That's the bottom line. That's just how it goes, all right? More business straight down the line. I want to thank all the independent artists, everybody who's out there listening. Make sure y'all keep sending me y'all slappers. Lion sending me some slappers. Send them kind of late, but it's okay. We're going to get them in next week. Got my girl Jay Dizzle going to holler at me next week for an interview. It's just a lot of things going on. G Hood then holler at me. We got some of their music coming in a little bit later. It's just crazy out here, y'all. So thank you to everybody out there that's doing what they got to do so I can keep doing what I got to do over here, okay? But like I always say, we're going to get into the new slappers first. So brand new right here, my boy Springs, all right? Dream Girl featuring Torch. Let's go.
Lips like Angelina, she prettier than Stacy. Jasmine Sullivan thick, ass fatter than Tracy. Bankroll in my pocket, think she tryin' to break me. And I don't know about you, but I let her rape me. 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 Oh yeah. That's my baby like Grand. She thicker than a snicker. The way she looking down, might thicker than Tipper. Although I never paid, although I'm not a tricker. Never mind me, blame my actions on the liquor. I'm snoring while I'm pouring, Patron got me on. She say she wanna leave, yell peace, then we gone. I'm standing at attention, I'm looking at her ass. Her headlights on, I'm looking at the dash. She said, yeah, they say it too. She said, you gotta give me proof. So I hit the E-way, and I threw away the roof. Switching lanes while I'm shifting. Tokyo drifting. Outside L. Dang, interior Blake Griffin. Me driving fast, it made the trooper mad. But I don't mind it sticky, cause yo, she's super bad. Me driving fast, it made the trooper mad. But I don't mind it sticky, cause yo, she's super bad. Lips like Angelina, she prettier than Stacy. Jasmine Sullivan thick, ass fatter than Tracy. Bankroll in my pocket, think she tryin' break me. And I don't know about you, but I let her rape me. 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 Oh yeah.
Shorty make you clueless. She pretty than Stacy. Lips like Angela. She thicker than Pinky. This bitch wanna rape me. I hit her, I'm lazy. Call her abortion mouth. She killin' my baby. Mommy hot. Standing in her presence feel like Hades. Make you wanna buy her ass presents like Mercedes. Take her on trips out of state where it's shady. She said she have lesbian, so she in the ladies. She just wanna fuck all day. And that fool is crazy. Alright, I just twisted like a whirlwind. Evan's got some curly lips like Tony off a girlfriend. If she had it her way, she would suck me to the world. Shorty mean, fuck a dime, she a beam. Super, super bad, she the girl of my dreams. All them niggas hate me, cause they wifeys wanna rape me. I just break her back and then I let that bitch taste me. Yeah, I got dope, but that bitch would never break me. I do it and they love it, just do it on a budget. She a nympho, she wanna do it out in public. Damn, she a freak. Damn, she a freak. I just fuck her and put her in the bed under sheets. Now it's 90-90 for your wife. Capiche?
Lips like Angelina, she prettier than Stacy. Jasmine Sullivan thick, ass fatter than Tracy. Bankroll in my pocket, think she tryna break me. And I don't know about you, but I let her rape me. 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 I let her rip.
What?
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 I let her rip.
Oh yeah.
Yes, yes, brand new Alaska Red going in, produced by Jay Dizzle. See you, girl. Let's go.
Jay Dizzle.
What's up with it though? It's Alaska Red in the building, signing in and also signing them off. Ha, ha. And we sitting way up here on top of the world, man. I'm gonna let you know how we get down in the coldest place on earth. It's Fairbanks, Alaska, baby. Straight out of Alaska from the top of the map. From a little unknown city, but he go hard on the track. I go by Red Dot, baby, or Alaska Red. Yeah, it gets cold up north, but 907 got big breath. Untapped and undiscovered, making people really wonder what the fuck is going on up in the tundra. With the hard ass beat, my flow straight concrete. Gonna make it snap and bang just like thunder. So cold in the winter, have a rain for the summer. J Dizzle on the beat, so you know it's a summer. You can try to run game, but you know we got your number. I'm gonna say that the big game, no money, motherfucker. Mountain peaks, white line, ice road truckers in the pipeline. D boys, Asians, essays, natives, blacks, and them white kinds. They ready, got the mic, grind the real shit, the right kind, like that one in the middle that you might find. Cause you know the boy ain't even in his right mind. Ain't about a battle, but a battle if you cross the line. Flow so cold, that shit crazy. Living life, man, fuck you, pain. Blowing up like bottle rockets in pockets, or some kids playing around with an ace.
Man, I'm going in, you will watch me from the sideline. Northwest, 907, yeah, bitch, I rap mine. Obnoxious flows, concocted those. Yeah, I really got shine. You don't have to like me, but I bet you respect the grind. Man, I'm going in, you can watch me from the sideline. Northwest, 907, yeah, bitch, I rap mine. Obnoxious flows, concocted those. Yeah, your boy got shine. You don't have to like me, but I bet that you respect the grind.
Northwest, Gold Coast Rider, take a listen, he might surprise you. All I need's a dance who driver, put the words together just like MacGyver. Social product of the winner, meaning that I'm just a cold survivor. Police defiant, mental giant, media socializer. Born back in 78, but still a stretch till I retire. Still known for rocking shows and spitting flows that they admire. When I had the hookup, guaranteed that shit was always fire. But I had to give it up, too many rappers wearing wires. Saying they the truth, when they know they just some liars. Tie them up in the basement, pull their teeth out with these pliers. It's funny, they a joke, man. Call them Richard Pryors. And I still roll straps on probation with two priors. Crazy Michael Myers got that schizo flow. Hey, ready, grab machetes, then he headed out the front door. How you on a mission, got your money, have nowhere to go. You better tread light when you walking through that snow.
Man, I'm going in, you can watch me from the sideline. Northwest, 907, yeah, bitch, I rap mine. Obnoxious flows, concocted those. Yeah, I really got shine. You don't have to like me, but I bet you respect the grind. Man, I'm going in, you can watch me from the sideline. Northwest, 907, yeah, bitch, I rap mine. Obnoxious flows, concocted those. Yeah, your boy got shine. You don't have to like me, but I bet that you respect the grind.
Bankstown, representer, colder than Midnight.
dark days, bright nights. Open up shop, hip hop. Now we facing 25 to life. Tragedy of a hustler falling. Jim Jones, he was balling year after year. We seen it clear. New one day they come calling. Life is like a gamble, so you know we going all in. It's philosophy. If you don't play the game, how the fuck will we ever win? So we bled the block, here real block leader. Tap into the main vein, looking for a leader. True blood, living like a bottom feeder. Hit it out the park like Derek Jeter. Living on the block and he just won't stop till he hits the top. He's a firm believer. Labeled as a monster, living like a monster. Always show love to the tweakers. Got love for the game, got a little back. Couple different spots on a couple different tracks. Game sold up, it's a wrap. Come to find out, man, they got him on the tap. So it's a wrap, not just a rap. Raided his home, took all his facts. Put 10 to 25 up in his lap. Now we looking back like he just might rap.
Man, I'm going in. Watch me from the sideline, Northwest, 907, yeah, bitch, I rap mine, obnoxious flows, concocted those, yeah, I really got shine, you don't have to like me, but I bet you respect the grind, man, I'm going in, you can watch me from the sideline, Northwest, 907, yeah, bitch, I rap mine, obnoxious flows, concocted those, yeah, your boy got shine, you don't have to like me, but I bet that you respect the grind.
This is called a telephone, Peter. You use it to talk to people who aren't in the house.
There are others?
Yes, there are over 6 billion people in the world. Here, I'll show you. We'll call my parents.
Oh.
Hello.
Who's this?
Who's this?
Carter, who's this?
I don't know.
Do you have my OxyContin?
What?
Are you the guy?
I'm a guy.
I want my drugs.
What are drugs?
I don't think this is the call I was expecting.
Yes, we're back. Slap Sundays, The Dagger, L.A., West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. Also, remember, all artists, models, directors, producers, if anybody want to set up interviews, you got to get at me, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com, all right? That's where I get all my info. That's where I check all my stuff. That's where I get all my connects from. Also, as well, if you want to ever call into the show, make sure you lock me in, 661-621-7559. Press 1 to holler at The Dagger, all right? We're going to hit the phone line straight out to 646-2044. You got The Dagger. What it do?
Hey, what's good? You already know what it is. Lying in the building once
what
again.
What a dude, liar, man. Yeah, yeah. Yo, Azzy, you would send me tracks like 15 minutes before the show's supposed to start. Like,
hey, that's how it always happens, man. I'd be in your mind. I'd be busy, man. Well, today I have no excuse. I was waiting around all day.
Yeah. Laying around all day. You go wait 15 minutes before, like, oh, shit, I need to get Dagger to Slappers. See you later. No, but it's all good, man. It's all good. They're definitely going to be in rotation in next week, man. You already know how that go. But what else is going on with you, Lion?
Man, I'm chilling, man. I'm just promoting this show right now. I'm actually on Facebook just going around and putting it up. Hopefully we get some more viewers in.
Okay.
I'm chilling, working on some music and shit, man.
That's what it is. Good looking out. You hanging out with your boy today or you got other things you got to handle?
Yeah, I'm chilling. I'm chilling for the evening.
All right, Lion, hold on real quick. Straight out to 757-5717. You got Dagger. What it do?
Hey, Dagger. Chantel.
Hey, Ma. How's it going?
Nothing. It's going good.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Well, shit. Well, fuck it. We're going to get straight into it. Let me get in the interview mode real quick. Like, hold on. Let me switch up my focus real quick because now we just have Dagger's new beauty of the week right here. Chantel. Did I say, is it Chantel? Because I know some of you are putting extra accesses on stuff. I want to make sure I say it right.
Shan, you said it right.
Okay, Chantel Cherry. Introductions, hey. Thanks for being here, Ma. It's been shoot, man. Hold on, see. Good thing I did bring out my bio. Hold on, see. Because, you know, I was doing my research and everything. Now, let's see. Well, actually, I'll let you talk to them first because you can explain, you can talk about yourself better than I can, and then I'll start probing and asking my question. So go ahead and let people know, I mean, you know, where you are, what you got going on, what you trying to get into. Give them the 411 real quick.
Okay, 24 years old. I'm originally from Portsmouth, Virginia, but now I'm down here in Orlando, Florida. I do modeling. I do print, high fashion, videos, you know, anything, you name it. You know, basically just trying to make a name for myself out here. Yeah, and that's pretty much it.
As you said, I'm trying to read over my little bio here and everything. Now let's see what else. Mm-hmm. Now one of six kids. Where in there are you? Are you like the youngest, the oldest?
No, I'm the middle.
Oh, strict. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
We had
that
a set of
works
twins. Yeah, we had a set of twins.
Okay. So how does it work out being in the middle? Most people don't like being in the middle. You either get not noticed or you get too noticed. How did that work out for you?
Well, at least you know the saying is true. Yeah, I would say. That's why I used to show out all the time to get attention.
Okay. And then how long have you been doing the modeling thing now?
Only for like going on a year and a half.
Oh, a year and a half, and you already, only a year and a half, and you already doing it like that? Damn, that's crazy. Cause I thought you would have been in a lot longer from the things I done seen. So, but I mean, only a year, that's crazy. That's real crazy. I was, like I said, if y'all saw the pictures that I got, like I said, I'm going to post up the one that I like. Now, the one that I like them all, don't get it twisted. Now, my personal favorite, the one I'm going to post up, is the one that, it's not because your titties are out. Let me be honest from drunk. It's not because of that. But I do like that part, but that's not the reason I picked that picture. I picked that picture because I like the makeup. Like I said, shout out to whoever does your makeup, because the little mask thing you had on looked like a real sexy, like black, like Poison Ivy. That shit was so G. Like I said, it had us all touched up.
Hold on, which one are you talking about?
The one where you got your finger on your eye a little bit, but you got your arms over your titties. And you got the little
okay,
thing.
So they're not out. I was like, what?
No, I said they were out, but they're not out. But I mean, you
okay.
know, they're out, but they're not out. You know what I mean? Like,
okay, yeah, I know what you're talking about now.
Okay, yeah, that one. Shouts out to your makeup man on that one, because like I said, I really like
Thank
the
you.
Eye thing you had going on with the green and the blue trimmer. That shit was G'd up like a motherfucker. Like I said, that's why I really picked it. Just to be honest now. Because you have a lot of, like, I also like the other one, because you got some stems on you, too. You have the one with the full body one where you're kind of pulling your skirt, your shirt, your dress down just a little bit on the top, but you have the little pose and the legs showing off and everything. That was G'd up, too. That was a G'd up one, too. But like I said, Ma, you got it. But we're gonna talk about those videos you was in, though, in a second. Not because of you. But some of the stuff I was seeing in the videos that I'm like, man, I just don't get it. I don't understand. So you give me good subject matter to talk about. But besides that, so I mean, what else? Let's just say modeling doesn't work for you. What else would you like to do, or what else would you be able to do, or you know, what else you got going on? Is it just modeling?
No, I mean, I work full time. I mean, with customer service and stuff. But I mean, eventually I'm gonna go back to school. I do wanna actually wanna get a job with the government.
You want one of the government jobs. That's all right, though. Government take care of their own. No, I'll give you that. Take care of their own. But
yeah,
that's all I just have to ask.
That's
because
in law enforcement, though.
Because like I said, because like I noticed a lot of females or whatever, a lot of girls, they think that all they got to do is just look good. And, you know, that's all that's going to matter, and that's going to get them far in life. So I'm glad to know that you also, you know, you want to go back to school. You got a full-time job. You know, you go get your money. You know what I mean? You're not waiting for anybody to hand it to you. That's real ups, real props from the dagger and all that. So props to you yet again. Because, like I said, bitches be lazy. Excuse my language, but they do. And they don't want to do shit. So it's good to know, like I said, not only are you doing good on what you want to do, you also handle the business as well. So that's good as well. And then let me see. Hold on. What did it say here? Not only videos, you want to do event hosting, commercials. And what's this about Marilyn Monroe, Naomi Campbell, Tyra Banks? Those are some of the people you look up to? You trying to get up, to get up there with? Oh, okay. Okay, now let me look at that list again. Marilyn Monroe, okay, old school, yeah. Real post. And you got it, too. Now, honestly, though, like I said, we're going to get into I'm going to talk about your videos in a second when we come back from this little break we're going to take. So I got Ms. Cherry hanging out today, y'all. Dagger's new beauty of the week. Lion hanging with me right now. We're going to get into some brand new music. I still got y'all. I haven't got through my new music of the week yet. So we're going to get into this G Hood, DPG Hood. Let's roll.
Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game. Deep bullet, get the money, fuck the fame. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game. Deep bullet, get the money, fuck the fame. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game. Deep, get the money, fuck the fame.
Luda, rock, Fetty, big hand switches, pom poms loud, big bread, Bentley, Gotti line, granddaddy, Skywalker, keys to the charger. Yo, bitch is my new starter. Her and all her partners call me Roddy 700. G Hood to money, D
gang, we sipping bros, they getting blooded. I'm smashing in that Rari, smoking joints and knocking Marley. Y'all go hard in the paint, bitch, I'm your male bucket. Pockets full of old white dead big heads, getting topped off with my drop, that's what I call drop dead. It's HB, TPG, FMG, period. We ain't getting money, nigga, is you serious?
Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the pocket. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game. Beat, look, get the money, fuck the pain. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the pocket. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game. Beat, look, get the money, fuck the pain.
Pocket full of dead guys, we smoking like a train. Look me in my eyes when you talking, and I do the same. Stacks full of dead guys, got more on the way. Call it day of the dead, we about to have us a parade, and celebrate. It's G-Hood Money Gang, and we on the things and moving like the money train. Get money, man, like DDG. Get money, man, like Hustle Boys ENT. We running things, and really, it ain't hard to see. We getting money, man, the homies got a lot of cheese. Enough for me, enough for them, you know we about to eat. It's the money game, you know the money team.
Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the pocket. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game. Look, get the money, fuck the pain. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the pocket. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game. Beat, look, get the money, fuck the pain.
Okay, I hustle all day. Heavy in the streets, money on fat. Pockets on obese, first you hustle hard. Grind nonstop, build your clientele and never tell where your stash spot. Money game business, heavy on the block. I'm like a tangle rope, I stay with a knot. I done fucked a lot of hoes, call me you Hefner. I'm all about the money, like a bank teller. My shot crazy good, call me Reggie Miller. I kill you and the bitch nigga next to her. Wow, pockets full of dead folks. We on the grind heavy, when you dead broke.
Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the pocket. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game. Get the money, fuck the pain. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the pocket. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game. Beat, look, get the money, fuck the pain.
I'm a murderer every time I flow. I can't help myself.
No,
I was gonna kill that hoe.
Yep,
but you killed herself.
What these hoes gonna do, yo? It's a new bitch with a new flow. I'm the truth, yo. When I do that, I'll be killing ass.
Don't you do that?
I'll be killing ass.
Couldn't give a fuck less about a bitch, huh? Ain't shit you doing topping this, huh? I'm hot as fuck, yeah, I'm the shit, huh? And FYI, I'm as real as this shit fucking bitch, bitches. Don't forget it. If I said it, then I mean it. If I really want something, then I get it. If I say I'ma do it, then I did it. These hoes attempting hard to copy me, that's forgery, blasphemy. Hey bitch, go open doors for me. The story be, I'm making sound effects like bam, nigga. Going ham, nigga, good goddamn, nigga. Look what I done done, I'm so on my business shit that I got actresses on my mattresses doing malice shit. All the boys, all the girls, they love that Spanish shit. I tell them boys in your head, they don't even know what I said and shit. Pero sé lo que quieran, bitch. Se escribe ho, con mi bolígrafo. And I'm about to go ham, hard as a motherfucker, let these niggas know who I am. I'm about to go ham, hard as a motherfucker, let these bitches know who I am. Who I am. The fuck y'all hating on me, bro?
I don't give a fuck what y'all hoes do. I'm the type of bitch that don't give a fuck, and your motherfucker should have been new. Everything I write is my real life, and no shit about me include you. I might say ho about a time or twice, but I ain't really trying to elude you. Fuck wrong with these hoes, always talking sideways parallel, yo. But this shit right here is what I do, ho. I'm the one you hear them niggas call the true soul. On your mark, get set, bitch, just go. I done made it through the drought, bitch, went pro. Give me any fucking body since you're mental, and I'ma ride that bitch like a rodeo. See, this shit right here is how I made my name. How we would be the bard, I'm a beast in the game. Why you haters get mad, I'm least on scene. With a pen and a pad and a spark in a brain. And I love it when you love it when I say it, I explain. Get into it when I do it, live it high, it's insane. And I'm in this shit to win it, get it right, go rearrange. Motherfucker, make it hotter than a name. LeBron, bitch, I earned my spot. Brought the heat to the game, I made shit high. I hustle, I worked, I bought, I blocked. Stole that ball and I took my shot. And I ate that shit like a fucking exam. Now everybody know who the fuck I am. Some of us little guy niggas like, damn. Poor man, that bitch just went ham. Hard as a motherfucker, let these niggas know who I am. I'm about to go ham. Hard to motherfucker, let these bitches know who I am. Huh. I said I'm about to go ham. Hard to motherfucker, let these niggas know who I am. Yeah, damn, I went ham. Hard as a motherfucker, now you bitches know who I am.
I understand your frustration. Did you unplug your computer, ma'am?
No. What does that have to do with anything?
I'm sorry, I've only been working here a short distance. How was the weather in Biloxi?
How the hell should I know? I live in Cleveland.
I understand your frustration.
I tried that, and it still didn't work, and I tried it again, but, you know, I still keep getting the same error thing, and it's really not...
Do people ever tell you you sound boring on the phone? Can you, like, shut up and tell me how to get this computer to show porn?
What? You've got to be kidding me. Where's your supervisor?
Please, just tell me, how do you turn off the frickin' autocomplete feature? Because every time I try to sign onto the frickin' internet...
Do you have any matches? Try setting it on fire.
What? I want your name right now.
My name is Hamid.
Spell that!
Okay, Hamid.
Yeah, we're back. Slap Sunday's the dagger. L.A. West Coast all day. Bang out radio. Got my boy Lion. I'll say out the Lion's Den hanging with me. Hold on, gotta get my people jacked.
You're right.
Yes, Lion. Got my new duty of the week. I tell Cherry hanging out with your boy today. You still here, Ma?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, good. Now we got some callers straight out the 313. 8076, you got the dagger. What it do?
What's happening? Take off!
I'm asking Martin. What it do, boy?
Yeah, just cooler, man. You know what I'm saying? Your family, I just got back in town, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm
back in
Michigan now.
Back in your hometown. Oh, you back home now. Feeling good? Feeling great?
Man, I feel so good. I mean, I just jumped out the shower. I'm fresh out the shower now. You feel me? I feel like a brand new pair of Jordan got down me. You know what I'm saying? I got me some Pizza Rock. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I got some Pizza Rock. And let me tell you this drink right here, man. It's called Calypso.
Calypso.
You know what I'm saying? It's Southern Peach Lemonade with some Peach Ciroc. Dog, I feel like a motherfucking million plus another million, goddamn me. I'm on 2 million right now, dog.
Sounds good. As for me, I'm over here sipping on this tequila sunrise, which is like tequila mixed with a little bit of orange, pineapple juice, and then I got some Amsterdam vodka probably on top of that. So, you know, I'm over here chilling. We know what my boy Lion over there be drinking on. Lion,
nah. I'm on that Calico Jack, that Spice Rum tonight.
Spice Rum? See, I can't fuck with the Spice Rum, personally. But, hey, it sounds good, but whatever, you know, it sounds good. Hold on, Chantel, are you sipping on something like what, some Moscato or something? Or what are you sipping on anything while you're chilling with the boys?
That was yesterday. Huh? I'm good today.
That's the beauty of the week right there. Who is that?
Yeah. Chantel Cherry, the one you introduced me to, exactly. We have a business out here, beauty of the week.
Hey, hold on, look. Her line ain't Cherry. Cherry, look, Miss Cherry, I know you got that good seed in your chair. I know you ain't got no bad seeds. We only want them good seeds and the cherries. What's happening, Miss Cherry? How you been?
I'm good.
Yes. Hold on, we got somebody else straight out your area code, Mr. Martin. Hold on real quick. Straight out the 313-7841. You got the dagger. What it do? Wait, hold on, bring it in. Da-da-da-da. Hold on. Come on. Give me the power.
Hello.
There it is. Hello? Wait, try one more time. Trying to bring in my callers. The 313-7841. You got you. Hello?
Leela, your girl,
yes.
Leela Rose.
Leela Rose, what's up, Ma? How's it going with you?
Good, how are you? I'm calling from the D. I want to shout out Ashton Martin.
Yes, sir.
He's
right here.
Might as well go ahead and fix it 1-3-4 times. For those that don't know, get here.
They better act like they know. We already know, Ma. So what's up? You hanging out today? You hanging out with the group, or are you just passing through real quick?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I said, you hanging out with the crew or you passing through real quick?
I'm hanging out.
Uh-oh. See, we got a squad in here today. Straight out my area code, out the 323-0562. We getting everybody in here. You got the dagger. What it do?
I'm off cushion OE.
Yeah. You burnt, my nigga. What's going down with you?
What's up? I'm chilling, man.
Nipple the Grizzill in the building, man.
You know
what's going down?
We up in here, hoodbound. You know what I'm saying? I'm finna roll up this blunt and drink some more of this drink, and we gonna do it big.
Yeah, as you said. And what you sipping on, my nigga? What you got over there in your cup?
1800. You know that's how we get.
1800. Like,
yeah. Come on, man. All day, every day. Me and Ryder, we chilling.
See, this is what we do on Slap Sundays, y'all. You see this? I got my peoples calling in. This is just like if we was all in the same room right now, chilling, passing around a blunt, having our own personal bottles and everything, too. But we're going to make shit like that happen. But right now, we got to do what we got to do to chill how we chilling as we are. But, oh, man. Since I got everybody on here, guess what I saw today just off top, just because, you know, Slap Sundays, we try to slap the stupidity out of people. I wanted to jump out of my car and slap the shit out of this nigga that I saw. This nigga, are Leather Jeans still hot? Our Leather Jesus, our leather pants, the business.
If you a comedian.
Oh, okay, I'll just. and he had the jet black leather pants, and the nigga was jet black his damn self. So it's like you could almost just not see him at all. You know, he had the tight, long sleeve black shirt on. You know, I bet he thought he was just all just midnight G'd up or whatever. But nah, nigga, that's it.
What's the weather like over there?
Over here right now, I mean, it's a little overcast. Let me look outside. I'm looking out my garage window right now. Hold on, let me tell you.
Like,
it cleared up a little bit. I mean, the sun peaked out a little bit, but still, I mean, even if it's cold, that still gives you an excuse to wear leather pants.
No, I'm saying it's cold over there.
It's cold,
like
yeah, it's cold.
Degrees.
Okay.
Like 69, 70. It's cold for us. It's cold for us, you know.
Yeah, it's cold for us. Yeah, motherfuckers, like my nigga wearing Ashton Martin, and they know what cold is over there, that 40 below and shit. Y'all got snow and shit. I can't fuck with that. I'm good. They shut down airports behind y'all type weather. Like, man, no, hold on. We can't fly no planes around here, and can't nobody come through. We got to redirect your flight. That should be crazy. Uh-uh. I can't do it. But all right, y'all, we got everybody in the building chilling. Chilling, hanging out, smoking. Now, I want to take this track back a little while. This is my I ain't played this in a minute, but this is one of my niggas right here, straight out to 702, straight out of Vegas. All right, my nigga D Littles. Shouts out to MIDI Music. All right, y'all. That's hot. Let's roll.
I'm stingy with the money like my nigga Al Bundy off of Married with Children. Yeah, my style's very appealing. Won't stop talking till I'm buried in millions. And my buzz got my whole area feeling like. Damn right, I'm on my David Ruffin. Straight thug until I die, so the ladies love him. I ask the streets and they ain't saying nothing but.
know just who I be. I'm cushed out the game like it's growing from a tree. You mad cause my swag is noble, Drew, I believe. Now tell me who wanna come against me. Come and get me if you think you fucking with me. Really, y'all niggas just suck, Lewinsky. Sin City, we killing the game. Pitching cocaine and sipping on champagne. Bumping Temptations, I wish it would rain.
There is only one D. Ruffin. You wish you could work it the way I do. I'm the one selling all the tickets. They coming to see me.
Yeah, built by the architect. Use my tongue like a gun, young Malcolm X. Metaphor shred up every letter in the alphabet. Hotter than the weather in the Las Vegas desert. Made by the mob, so we bossed up forever. I'ma let the words flow and let the whole world go. Now I'm about to give it to them bros. Going son of Sam, I'ma kill it on you hoes. Son of man, you should feel it in your soul, like. Yeah, supreme intelligence. My team I represent. The dream is heaven sent. We scheme for precedence. We leave no evidence, just pieces of skeletons. Oh. Yeah, same shit, different day. Blaze a little Toray and I drift away. My lyrical display make all the niggas say. Attention, and I'll show you how the MIDI play. Sensei MJ to the NBA. So believe me when they see me, all the bitches say.
Look, crew neck, gold chain, and a fresh cut. Sagging through the hood in the Porsche truck. Look, probably about to shoot dice. Married to the game, throw the rice. Baby, I'm on. Fuck a hater. I bet you know my name like the fucking neighbors. Kinda like a ratchet to a slow song. I'ma be right here when the smoke's gone. Cause baby, I'm a real one. And that's word to the set. Niggas let it hate when they see that you a threat. Come to my city, they tell you I'm a rap. Taking care of my dogs, I'm a motherfucking vet. Look, I'm in it for the motherfucking loot. Pocket up, army, I'm a troop. Bitch, I'm the shit, you niggas scared to poop. Niggas play hard, they soften and damn fruit.
I said, young nigga with a lot of dough. If you ain't fucking, then you gotta go. Choose up, bitch. I chose up fast. Fuck the old sky, then we sitting out of the cab. Choose up, bitch. 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 And you better choose me.
I said a bitch up from the west. When niggas getting paper like a motherfucking press. Acting like a bitch, get a motherfucking dress. Niggas let it hate when they see that you the best. Look, chain no ice age. Had 100, turned that 100 to 2,000 in this dice game. Look. Hustle harder than the athlete. Running this bitch like a motherfucking track meet. Getting brain in the backseat. By some bitch I just disrespected like last week. Look, I said she still got scummy for me. Got dope, but she still getting money for me. Look, I said she something like a down bitch. She even let me bust on her grandpa Crown Vic. Both of these L's I die for you. Biggie in the flesh, I'm like, say your mafia.
Young nigga with a lot of dough. If you ain't fucking, then you gotta go. Choose up, bitch. I chose up fast. Fuck the old sky, then we sitting out of the cab. Choose up, bitch. 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 And you better choose me.
Yeah, we're back. Slap Sundays, the Dagger, L.A., West Coast, all day. Slap Sundays, chilling, lying in the building. Miss Cherry, I'm a call her Miss Cherry. Chantel, but I'm going to call her Miss Cherry. I like being a little bit professional when it comes to the ladies. So Miss Cherry, chilling out, hanging with us today, Dagger's new beauty of the week. My boy Ashton Martin back home, fresh out the shower, relaxing with his... with his drag, chilling with me. And we got Miss Rose still hanging out. Hold on, let's bring her in too. Miss Rose still here? Did we lose Miss Rose? We may have lost Miss Rose. Mr. Martin? Anybody still here?
I'm here.
Okay. Got Miss Cherry still here. Lion still in the building?
Of course.
Okay, well.
Yeah, it's me and my friend Alexa.
Huh?
I said me and my homie Alexa.
Uh-oh, you got a friend there with you, too? Tell Alexis I said, what's up, Doc? Now she got to get on the phone and say hello. Pass the phone real quick.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, Alexis?
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing? I'm the Dagger. What's up with you?
I'm fine. How are you?
We over here chilling out on Slap Sundays. What y'all over there doing?
Just on the radio right now.
Just on the radio, listening and supporting your friend. That's good. Friends need a lot of good support.
Like
I said, I don't want to see y'all on the reality shows later talking about, you know, trying to backstab each other and everything. We need some unity in the world. So I want to make sure. Hey, I'm just making sure. Like I said, there's a lot of craziness going on. But we're going to speak to Miss Cherry. I want to get into her videos because I do a little research. Whenever I do get a new video, I try to do as much research as I can, right? So now Miss Cherry sent me the videos, some of the videos she was featured in and everything. So I went to go check them out now. It's just amazing how people can waste talent. I'm gonna try to say it that way. I'm gonna try to be nice, because you know what I mean. I'm gonna try to be nice because it just seems like I said that people just take things the wrong way and do things wrong. Now, who was the video with the little kids in it? Now I know they was kids, or they was youngins. Who was that? What was that video? I'm not trying to talk about your video or anything in a bad way. Trust me.
Oh yeah,
anything?
I know.
Okay, I'm just making sure, but this is, like, Lion ain't going to feel me. Like I said, wait, Lion, listen to what I'm trying to say, but hold on. Which video was that? What was that group?
Slade.
Now, one more time.
There was a guy named Slade.
Slade?
Never Home.
Okay, now if you go check out this video, now, Lion, let me try to describe this video to you. Now, basically, you already know how I feel about certain things. Lion's been fucking with me for a little minute now, so Lion knows how I feel about certain things. First of all, these are little children. Now, you know how little children get now. And I'm not saying children. He didn't look like he was old enough to drink, but he's up there riding the Bentley and everything. So, I mean, no, never hating. I don't want to sound like I'm coming off as a hater. I just want shit to make sense. I mean, I understand it's a video, but this is what I'll be talking about when shit just shouldn't make sense. Now, first of all, another thing I don't like, these niggas all skinny jeaned out. You already know how I feel about that, Lion. You already know how I feel. That's what I said, little niggas, skinny jeans, frohawks, Kanye glasses. You already know how I'm feeling about the video already,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You already,
following the fad.
Like,
they following the fad, man. It's all about being original and creating your own lane.
And so, and me personally, I didn't particularly care for the man's music. Like I said, I'm trying to be nice out here on the radio because, like I said, I can't hate on nobody out there doing their thing. Like I said, this nigga got videos. He got people like Miss Cherry in his video. I can't really do a whole lot of talking, but I just want shit to make sense to me. Now, this video didn't make sense. Now, here's her scene. Here's the one. After I saw this scene, I had to cut it off. Now, the nigga's song is basically about, like, girl, I can't be with you because I'm doing this. Hold on, y'all. I got this fucking dog next door. Shut up! Damn. Anyway, now the whole song is basically about, like, I can't be with you no more. I gotta go do this. I gotta go do that. I don't want to be with you no more. But picture this: is this little kid? This is the scene. It's a little kid sitting at a table with Miss Cherry sitting across from him, trying to tell her, like, you know what? I can't be with you. I gotta go do this. I gotta go do that. And she's trying to look like, you know, she's trying to get her little act. Like, oh, I'm hurt. I'm like, were you really trying to hold in the laugh? I was laughing. Oh, man. No, I'm saying because it doesn't make sense. Little nigga, please, you know damn well you would not be telling this grown, bald woman right here sitting across the table from you talking about, nah, I don't want to be with you. I got to go. I got to break up with you. And she's all trying to look sad and everything. I'm like, girl, please. Like, I was just so laughing. Like, yeah, you did a good little acting job on that one because that shit was funny. Shit was hilarious to me. And then I look at her other video. She sent me four. I looked at another video. I forget which one it is. And I could call him Yellow because people call me Yellow, and he's brighter than me. Who's the Yellow Man? I'm going to call him Yellow Man. It's not Yellow Man the rapper, but that dude was Yellow. With the
Which one are you talking about, the Puerto Rican or?
Nah, we ain't got to the Puerto Rican yet. We're going to get to the Puerto Rican next. I ain't got to the Puerto Rican yet. The one with the dude who was trying to be a nerd in the in the office and everything.
He's a local rapper, Limelight.
Yeah, Limelight. Okay. Now again, I'm not trying to hate on nobody's videos or anything like that, but this is what I mean when people waste talent. Now you got Miss Cherry in the video. I spotted her. She's at the computer typing in there. They're supposed to be typing notes to this dude and everything like that. And they give her a couple of little shots and everything. But this nigga's two main girls in the whole video is the ugliest girls in the whole video. I just couldn't fucking understand it. Like, this man right here is posing throughout this whole video with these two girls. You know what I mean? The ugliest girls throughout the whole video, but he up here rocking, dancing with them. These are his two main chicks, and they the worst ones in the whole video. And they get someone like Miss Cherry a couple of shots at the computer with her little skirt on, with the glasses, hair did up in the back and everything. I saw you, Ma, but they was hating. This is what I be telling you.
That was his budget. He didn't have them racks on racks to get Miss Cherry through that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I got to the shoot like extra late because, like you said, I have a full time job, so I'm like, I'm not gonna like miss out on, you know, leave my job and then
go for that.
But yeah, so I got there for like the last few shots, and like, boy, when I got there, those two main girls were the main ones talking smack.
Oh, and I know they wasn't like, talking shit. Oh my god, these Booger Wolf bitches. Oh my god. How dare they? Like, I want to promote. We got to promote the video just because I want people to see what we're talking about. Because there's no words that can explain. And then for these bitches, that's why I hate bitches like that. Bitch, you know you ugly just because you got a little part in the video because you doing whatever else you doing behind scenes or whoop or whatever. Bitch, don't get shit twisted because you still ugly than the motherfucker. Like, not to be up there like to be somebody's main video girl or anything like that. You're not. Point blank. Period. Now the Puerto Rican dude. Now, I don't really deal with Mexicans or Puerto Rican or whatever. I don't really deal with a lot of them. I mean, I just have my own personal reasons. Nothing wrong with them. I just don't deal with them. But in the video, that was the most cracking video you had. You was having fun in the water. You getting your groove on. That's the one right there. I like that. That was good right there. So congratulations on that one. They gave you what you deserved, I feel, on that one.
And I had my homegirl with me, so she was there in it too.
Oh, okay. The one with you now?
Yes.
Oh, which one was she in the video? See, you're going to make me go pull up the video again. Hold on. Which one is she in the video?
She was the light-skinned girl. She had, like, the crinkly hair with the lollipop.
I remember. Yes, yes. Next week, we're going to set up. I got to interview your friend, too. Fuck it. Because now I got both of y'all. We're going to keep this moving and pushing. But, yes, beautiful video on that one, y'all. Congratulations. Like I said, y'all doing big things. But I want y'all to get to the point where you can be like, you know what, I'm not doing that, because the other videos I feel was a waste of your time. Like I said, you could have been getting some money somewhere else doing those, because they just went. I understand getting the FaceTime and everything. Like I said, it's not you. By all means, it's not you. But people just love to waste talent. Like I said, Lon, I'm going to send you the links, man. Make sure you holler at Cherry when we get done or whatever. Make sure y'all become friends. You got to see these videos. You're going to know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about. That shit is ridiculous. But we're going to... But we're going to get back into the music, y'all. I saw over The Chemist, y'all. I just rocked with him and his boys out there. Shout-outs to Lavish Entertainment. We just shut it down at the where were we at? Damn it, I'm drunk. My drink kicking in. But we was at the Terrace in Pasadena. Dagger rocked the show. He rocked the show. We had a lot of independent artists out there. We're going to get back and talk about that a little bit later. But I'm going to let this track by him ride, all right? Y'all grind hard out there for all my independent artists. Let's go.
Won't stop till I got the world on my back. On my grind every day, homie, you can keep the whack. I grind hard, I grind hard, I grind hard, nigga, I grind hard. I won't stop till I got the world on my back. On my grind every day, homie, you can keep the whack. I grind hard, I grind hard, I grind hard, nigga, I grind hard.
My grind is realistic, searching for shows on Craigslist. Yes. Those free sales, those get dismissed. Cop a dub, is it still? Now I got something to twist, right? It's song recorded, the next day to get mixed. Dressed, these niggas acted like they young permanent rest. No heart, hold tendencies, on to the next. In these chucks, I take very big steps. Legal scared, they think King Kong just left. Who's next up? Silly question, take a guess. I ain't talking hell when I say MC's about to get pressed. Under the heat alone, all burnt out, renting besides get itself. You pay niggas to bounce.
Whack.
It's whack niggas with a whole lot of dough. Broke niggas with the illest flow that never seem to make it. The records I'll break it. Your music, I'ma make it. If it's not giving, motherfucker, I'ma take it.
I won't stop till I got the world on my back. On my grind every day, homie, you can keep the whack. I grind hard, I grind hard, I grind hard, nigga, I grind hard. I won't stop till I got the world on my back. On my grind every day, homie, you can keep the whack. I grind hard, I grind hard, I grind hard, nigga, I grind hard.
Time is money, I invest plenty in my craft.
Yeah.
Soon I'll adapt, one from the game, you detach.
Yeah.
Fairy tale music, nothing's fat. No companions, I'm screaming, fuck the world. Tell me where the real at. Knowledge on my head like an L.A.
West.
Cap. Grinding, applying the knowledge behind that. Trying to slow me down, it's like stopping the train on track. Failed in it's super soon, my favorite subject will be math. The flow ain't based on it, but it will collect stacks. No time to count it, let's buy a machine. Dollar bills crisp, call it Krispy Kreme. For material, I swear I never be a fiend. More infatuated with my vision, my dream, go hard or go home. One phrase I live by, M.O.B. From these stats, I swear I'm talking different down. Forever the hands on the clock, like it's always grind time.
I won't stop till I got the world on my back. On my grind every day, homie, you can keep the whack. I grind hard, I grind hard, I grind hard, nigga, I grind hard. I won't stop till I got the world on my back. On my grind every day, homie, you can keep the whack. I grind hard, I grind hard, I grind hard, nigga, I grind hard.
Flip 'em like a pancake, 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 flip 'em like a pancake,
flip 'em like a pancake, flip 'em like a pancake, something like the bitch quick, and I ain't got a double, I'm happy with just a quick flip, as far as a stick whip, I gotta get a 40. Beans with the bubble eye and a 745. Cause I know how to grind, swagger like a Harlem dude. New York City don't want to show you how them quarters move. You need water shoes to run up on my competition. Niggas need to stop this bitch and never had a pot to piss in. Bomb ass nigga, you need to step your game up. 100 grams on consignment, nigga, I done came up. You just a lame fuck who never know how to move to work. I flip them like a pancake, so call me Mr. Buttersworth. I got that butterwork spreading on your hoes. Like the way I cook it on the stove, I should work it out. The block been hot, watching out for damn chicks. I've never been afraid, I keep on flipping like a pancake.
Could you, like, describe the porn to us?
Yeah.
Come on. I think we're all done here. I'm going to go ahead and send you boys back to your teachers now.
Slap Sundays, The Dagger, Bang Out Radio, L.A., West Coast all day. You know, where we play them slappers for the next 2 hours. Well, not the next 2 hours. We've been here for an hour. Got one more hour to go. Got my boy Lion hanging in with me, chilling, relaxing. My newest beauty of the week, Miss Cherry, hanging out, plus one. All right, Miss Cherry, hold on. Now, see, we're going to see, is this Lion? Lion, are you still here?
Yeah, we're Cherry.
There we go, man. Where'd you go, man? Like, there, you dropped off the radar for a quick second. Like, you good?
Nah, I was, hey.
Okay, just making sure. And then we got Straight Outta 661, Miss Marley B checking in. What it do, Marley?
That whole race process and having a...
Hello? She's having a whole other conversation. Marley. Oh, no, there she goes.
Boy, I'ma touch it. When I touch your body, there'll be no interruptions, no interruptions. Soon as I get you to my place.
Hold on. Who's that? That's Marley?
Marley B.
That's Marley B.
Marley B.
Marley B.
What to do, Marley?
What's good, y'all? Marley B over here.
Can I say something?
Who's that?
God damn. Hey, this ass Demar right here. Hey, listen.
Who was that?
This ass Demar. Who was ass Demar? I got to start up a motherfucking page. Who was ass Demar? Goddamn. Goddamn. Yes, ma'am.
You said ask Demar.
Yes, ma'am.
You my friend on Facebook.
You my friend on Facebook.
I know you're friend on Facebook. I know it. I mean,
what's
shit. I thought I was cross country promoting. Goddamn.
Aston Martin Music.
I thought you was too.
Aston Martin Music.
You already know. Hey, listen. This is what I want to say to you, Ms. Marley B. Though, look, you have a beautiful voice in person, live, like on the phone. Like, damn.
Thank you.
Even heard that shit from, like, a motherfucking Beyonce or something. You feel me? Like, you got a beautiful fucking voice. For real. I just want to motherfucking triple salute you. You know what I'm saying? I'm on my triple shot of the rock juice. It's my juice. Never mind that.
But
you got a beautiful voice.
Didn't I tell you though, boss? Like I said, I deal with people that's like doing the best at their craft. You know what I mean? I deal with some real motherfuckers that come through over here on Bang Out Radio. You see what I'm saying? Check it out.
Exactly.
So Marley, for those that don't know, who may be living under a rock or whatever, go ahead and let them know where you are, you know what I mean, what you got going on, where they can check you out at. Let them know real quick.
Okay, well, first off, I want to let y'all know to go to the site of IAAM Awards because Marley B was nominated in 3 categories. So wherever you see my name, just click it. Vote for me. Basically, best collaboration, best female artist, and I believe R&B, soul, and pop category. So I'm kind of happy to, you know, say my friends think they, you know, nominated me for that. I like that. You're looking out. Also, you can catch me on Reverb Nation, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and somewhere in L.A., floating around, hanging out with the locals. You know what I'm saying? Me.
Yes. Big chiller. Big shots to Marley B out here hanging out with your boy. You hanging out, Marley B, or you got business standards?
I'm hanging out a little bit. I must admit, I heard the guys were drinking, and I felt like, oh, cool. I'm not the only one. You know?
So, all right, well, next topic I want to talk about, when I was watching on TV the other day, because, you know, I don't watch the basic reality shows like the rest of these people watch. I was watching Lock Up. Now, Lock Up is cool because why? Number one reason why I watch it is because I need to watch this type of stuff because, one, it keeps my mind straight by looking at these people, like, look at these motherfuckers up in here. Look how they living. Look at what they doing. Look at how they all trying to be all, you know, niggas got to watch their lives on the line every day. We get enough of that in the street. So, There's no point in going to jail to have to deal with that shit either, you know what I mean? And then, but what was so funny about this episode, why I wanted to bring it up, was because it was one of those episodes where they got one of these, like, college school programs going on inside the school. Or, I mean, it's inside the jail. Here's some problems that I have with this. Now, again, I don't want to sound all fucked up about saying, you know what I mean, there's not a lot to do in jail, so great. If you're going to occupy your mind trying to better your life and get an education or whatever while you're in there, then fine. But my issue with it is that you could have got your education outside of school. I mean, outside of jail. Like I said, you had your chance to get your education already. So now that you're in here, and it's like, and I'm looking at this nigga, there's following this one nigga around and everything, and I'm looking at him, and I'm like, he's all excited, like, yeah, man, I'm getting good grades, and but the nigga's like 50. He's like, you know what I mean? He's 55, 60 in jail. Super happy about this.
But you got to look at what they're brought up around, though. You can't just judge them off that. Like, you're brought up around something, that's all you're going to see. You're not focusing on school if you see
niggas. See, but nah, like, because like I said, everybody, I feel what you're saying. Some people give into what's going on around them. But at the same time, like I said, I was in the same kind of situations. We've all been through some shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Ain't nobody perfect. You know what I mean? You're not in jail. You're sitting here talking to me. You know what I mean?
But
I know you've had your stories and you done went through what you had to go through. You know what I mean? No, Aston Martin didn't have to. Aston Martin, you didn't have your. Have you had your shit you had to handle before? Or, you know, you had some situations you had to handle, right?
Second line, was that also be there?
Hello?
That's 2B's playing at
what? Nah, this man, I'm just listening on his shit real quick. That man's talking to somebody else. But anyway, Okay, but like I said, as I was saying right now, yes, I understand, you know, everybody's, it's hard to, when you come up and everything, certain things you have to give into, certain things people say you got to do, but you don't.
That make you just zone out off control.
I mean, look, if your parents is saying that all this is okay, oh, no, you don't have to go to school. Nah, you could sit home and sell drugs with me. You could do this with me. If that's what that's their only environment, they never been introduced to school, they never been introduced to anything else, and you can't blame them for not going after that.
All right, well, I guess, yeah, I can't negate that. But then where does the question is, where does the blame fall then? Huh?
What was the question again? I'm kind of like...
No, I was talking about the lockup episode where, like I said, dude was in jail and everything, and it's like, should I be, why is he all super excited? I understand, you know, doing something with yourself, but why should I feel bad then that I don't feel as happy or as happy for him? You know what I mean? Because I feel he should have got that already. You know what I mean? The nigga's graduation was in jail. It's like, you're in jail. They had the graduation in a little ass room. Your family, you only allow two people to come see you. They gotta go through strip searches and shit just to go see you graduate in a little room. Then the funniest thing about the whole thing was there was a little sign on the wall where in the little areas where you can meet your family and everything. It said one kiss and one hug per person. What kind of shit is that?
Personally, the kind of shit that the system sets up for people to be. For people to conform, you know, there's no individuality in this world, in this system, basically. So that's something to set up. It's a form of mental slavery, seriously. And to be honest, it's a form of spiritual slavery. Real talk, because they can't physically enslave us anymore. And emotionally, we have broken free, you know, of that. And also, like, within our community, they try to keep us apart. Remember, we couldn't even drink from the same fountains as white people and certain things like that. Like, they try to use anything they can to have power over us. And if that means one hug, one kiss, that's their way of controlling you from whatever, being affected or having some sort of happiness.
It's just hilarious to me, though, because, like I said, I sit there and then I see that, and I look at the man, and he's all happy about, yeah, I graduated. But then it's like, man, you got to go back to jail, man. You still got two more years on your sentence, nigga. Like, where's the joy? I mean, that little bit, is that enough in that situation?
Just to let you in on a little secret, There is no joy when you're in jail.
Thank you. Thank you. Bottom line. Okay. I'm glad I didn't have to say that.
No.
I'm glad I didn't have to say
that. You can't say that. You can't say that.
You're
alive.
Don't let nobody steal your joy.
No, but go ahead, Lon. Go ahead. Give us the other side of the coin real quick, Lon. Go ahead. Give us the other side of the coin real quick before we get into that.
I done been locked down and had good days. It's all about how you view life.
Like,
I'm still alive. If I'm still breathing and going, I'm going to get out. Let me handle my business.
Well, can I ask you an honest question real quick, Lon? Can I ask you an honest question just real quick?
Go ahead.
Since you said that, let me ask you something real quick. Just, you know, now, I won't ask you what you did to get up in there, but it was it something stupid? Did you do something stupid? Let me be honest. Was this some dumb shit that got you locked in there?
Yeah, it was.
Okay. So I just wanted to ask that real quick because I always say that the only people in jail is people that done some dumb shit, whatever that may be.
Well,
that's all I'm saying.
It's Marley B talking. And personally, I'm going to say this. When I was locked up, I was, you know, I felt bad about what I did. And it was, you know, it was just a hard time of my life. You know what I'm saying? I didn't barely had no tissue. I mean, I didn't have no real mirror. I didn't know what I looked like. I was scared. And then, I mean, I could do was think. I thought about life from, like, the time I was in my mama's womb up until the moment.
Well, yeah.
The police was like, yeah, so you got the right to remain real quiet. I'm like, hold up, I'm going to jail. So that was like the longest, you know, about 28 hours of my life, I swear to God.
Crazy. Yeah, we're going to get into Dagger's Double. Hold on, we're going to get into Dagger's Double Play, y'all. We got people chilling. We got people hanging out. We're going to get back into the conversation. Let's get into some music real quick. Brand new World Pereira right here, y'all. Straight off the Dagger and Desi album. Come and get it. Let's go.
I don't want any trouble. Just get out.
Cause we back to the zero. I'm De Niro in a movie casino.
Everybody gotta take parts from the Negro.
I'm trying to live, now I'm looking all around for a spot to get. Before I break your ribs, legs, arms, and your back too. Now you can't move, I rip off the tattoo. Put a pocket knife and a record pair of pliers.
No anesthesia,
don't want to fire. Gotta make it through the pain of every cut, decision. Fucking with the dagger was the wrong decision. I'm worse than prison, living begging for protection. No, I ain't talking like sex or erection. Find another section, you gotta
go.
You gotta fall most, you were at home. Got a big dick, I need room to hang. All the snake ass wanna be through the tank. Take a stranger change, bitch, you can stop it. Dagger, where your mind at? I don't know, lost it. Find it, tell me if nothing is okay. I smoke so much, I think I ran away. In a rap for the lake, till the day I die. And I'm gonna die high when I fuck with my whole life. Fun, now it's time for me to end it. Like any other kids, body or witness, knock your senses.
Daggers really on one.
Niggas down, top crews from the top gun. I won, you lost, I high, you not. I smoke, you broke, I know you stop. Never drop flops, then do it to death.
Here's my fucking beat, keep trying to
death. Knock an engine or a math, or I easily pass. Took a bitch in the ass, I bought my cash. Thinking I'm a trick slut, now you really fucked up.
Why you still here?
My bad, I'm a fuck up. Let me slow it down so every one of y'all can comprehend. If you niggas
want it,
come and get it, bitch.
If you niggas want it, come and get it. If you niggas want it, come and get it. If you really want it, come and get it.
I'm trying not to cry, Marley B. I'm trying.
Pregnant, and you know it's yours. Five about the pussy, bust a nut in any other.
the place. Fat ass titty, put it down the throat on the face. But you rather leave it in, so now the daggers got it clout. Cause niggas getting bitches pregnant just so they can hang around. If you know you better let her, bitches do what bitches do. Thinking you the only one, she fucking other niggas too. No loyalty for anybody, everybody does the stuff. Glad I got my pieces, if I didn't, I would kill myself.
People who I still don't know your names and who mean nothing to me.
Well, I certainly hope that doesn't apply to me, especially after last night.
You got a point there, hot stuff. And if sex with the rest of you is half as good as it was with her, then I think we're all going to get along just fine.
Yay!
But no, Peter, you can't have sex with the kid.
Well, I wish you told him that before he lost his memory. It was a joke. I was just making a joke.
That's your sense of humor?
I was just kidding. God.
Meg, that's awful.
Geez, you open your mouth for a joke once and that's what you come up with?
That's messed up, Meg.
I was just trying to be funny.
That wasn't funny. That was just dark.
Yeah, that's your father.
Oh, get out, Meg. Get out of the kitchen. Go on. Get out. Out, out, out. Out of the kitchen. Go on. Get out of here.
Yeah, we're back. Slap Sunday, the dagger. L.A., West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio. Got my boy Lion. Shout out to Lion's Den chilling. Newest beauty of the week, Miss Chantel Cherry, hanging with your boy. Got Marley B in the building, and brand new caller cover calling in after 267-3748. You got the dagger. What it do?
What's going on, bro?
What it do, boss man? Who this?
It's Springs.
It's who?
Springs.
What it do with you, boss? Oh, Springs. What it do, boss? Yeah. What's going
down
with you?
Bro.
We had you at the top of the hour, man. What's up with you?
Coming, man. Just checking in, tuning into the show.
Great, man. Great. Good to have you here, man. Brand new man added to the rotation right here, Springs. For those that don't know who you are, Springs, go ahead, drop them where they can find you, what you got going on right now. Give them the 411 real quick.
Man, anybody want to follow me, you can follow me on Twitter, 215 Springs. I'm on Reverb Nation. Philly Springs. I'm working on my third album right now. The release should be on iTunes in maybe about a month or so.
All right.
It's working, man.
Yes, sir. Sounds like it, man. We're going to get into that in-depth interview probably like on West Coast Wednesdays of next week. All right, we're definitely going to do that. You hanging out today too, man, or you going to get back to business?
Yeah, I might hang out for a little bit.
Okay, for sure, Springs. Good looking. Well, we're going to talk about this dumb shit now because, like I said, we're on the second hour of shit. Oh, yeah. By the way, make sure you get your blunts, your bongs, your zigzags, whatever you're smoking on, whatever you're smoking out of. Make sure you get that ready because we're going to get into the smoke session next time.
Yeah,
right? Make sure you're ready for it. Make sure they're ready. Now, we're going to take this down to Florida. There's this man named Rosario in Florida who was wanted for a violent home invasion that took place last November. He was apprehended by the U.S. Marshals Service today. Now, why is this story so funny? Because they found the motherfucker trying to hide in his dryer. And we're talking about one of those little dryers. Like I said, he had to do some contortion and shit to get in there, and they had to bring out the jaws of life to get him out. I don't know what is up. I don't know what is up with, these criminals thinking that police aren't going to look everywhere. Police look everywhere. When they clear a house, they do certain shit. Like, unless your ass is really, like, strapped up inside the walls on some people under the stairs type shit, they're going to find you. And then you're just going to look stupid when you get arrested getting climbing out of a dryer. You're going to look fucking stupid, like really dumb. So if I'm the only one that believes that, but I just don't understand. Like I said, I really don't understand what's going on with people in the world with these craziness and shenanigans they be doing. And this other motherfucker, y'all hear about this guy? Hold on. Now, this is Hamburg police. They're searching for the guy. This guy got away, though. But this motherfucker robbed a bank wearing the Incredible Hulk mask.
Well, we didn't know it was him.
How we know it was him?
He has on the Incredible Hulk mask. Clearly, it was the Incredible Hulk that did it. It wasn't him. So that's the story. Sticking to it, I don't need an alibi.
Oh my God! Now, here we go. Let's give y'all a little background real quick. Now, as a kid, the man dressed as Dr. Bruce Banner's radioactive alter ego ran from the bank on foot and escaped with an undisclosed amount of cash. So the dude got away in his Incredible Hulk mask. So he got away. Like I said, we give props to people that can run.
The actual doctor. He probably was the doctor, and he probably got real mad right before he went in, you know, and just so happened he probably just got real mad
Well, I mean, they said there's been a lot of rivalries going on, and all the thieves have been wearing the comic book masks. They said people have been robbed by Spider-Man in a Spider-Man outfit. They're saying, and we all remember the dude that robbed the guy in the Gumby outfit. Remember, dude, I know we talked about that before. Like, Gumby.
I'm still trying to wonder where he found it. Yeah. I'm trying to wonder where did he find the full body outfit. Personally, me and the homie was thinking about dressing up like the wolf and the grandma from Little Red Riding Hood and just.
Oh, just running up in some shit real quick? Wow.
they're going to know now that I told y'all, so I'm going to have to change the characters. But
this is for all y'all, Air Jordan fans now. A thief ran off with $10,000 worth of limited edition Air Jordan training shoes. So the nigga somebody got some really, really fresh kicks out right now, y'all, about $10,000 worth of shoes and new Jordans and shit. So I know some niggas is hot about that. And after they raided, that was in North Carolina. So anybody out there in North Carolina, somebody got the hookup out there right now. So if y'all need to get some Jordans, y'all need to find this man, whoever this is. And then on a sad note, we're going to go to New York real quick. Y'all hear how the cops in New York killed this dude in his front lawn wearing his pajamas? Like,
no, that's bad. I don't want
to
talk about
that. Cops do not hesitate to shoot niggas. I don't know why people think that they can just really still talk. You got to realize that you're dealing with either LAPD, NYPD. If that shit is followed by PD, then there's going to be a problem. Like, y'all got to realize, look, police shot and killed Dwayne Brown outside of his home in East New York, Brooklyn, after he came outside of his house in his pajamas with a gun to check on a possible break-in. See, he was going outside to check on his shit. And they popped him just because he thought he was just, you know, just a nigga with a gun. Boop, 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 boop. Like, come on. Y'all, this is the type of shit that's happening every day. This is why we have Slap Sunday, so I can let y'all know, like I said, it gives me a chance to find these dumb stories and let y'all hear what's going on out there in the world, y'all. Y'all got to watch yourselves. Ain't nobody promised tomorrow.
And while we're on the subject of stupid people, I'm going to just give y'all my Facebook. It's facebook.com/stupid.people.sniper. Make sure y'all look that up because that is me. So please be on your top conversation type game when you talk to me, because if you come incorrect, you're going to get disqualified from life. That's what's
going to
happen.
Yeah,
call situation. That's some kidding. You can be artists talking about you can't add it to track.
And also, y'all, like I said, just a little bit, an extra. So he was just over there chilling with his girl, watching movies, and then they noticed a group of guys outside trying to break into the house.
Wow.
So these people trying to break in. So he go get his heater, you know what I mean? Like, hold on, no, y'all ain't about to run up in my shit. You know, I got my girl up in here, you know what I mean, doing what every probably nigga would do that got a gun in his own house. Like, fuck that. And then, but I guess the police showed up, and then the other people was running. But he's out there in his pajamas coming down about to see what's up. But see, that's where he fucked up. He shouldn't have went outside.
Don't go outside. No, he fucked up when he called the police. He shouldn't have.
He didn't call the police. The police was just, I don't know if somebody else called him or if they just showed up or if somebody called him. He didn't call the police. He was, like I said, he was just going outside to protect his own shit. The thing is, he should have never went outside because, like I said, the law is you could pop a nigga when he's on your property inside, so you just got to wait inside that front door, wait for him to cross that line, and you could pop whoever you want to. You know what I mean? Like, that's where he fucked up. He went outside. So there's a, but still, I mean, police, y'all, I mean, they shot first. You know what I mean? They didn't say freeze. They didn't just, nigga with a gun. Pop, 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 pop. Like, oh,
can I say something? Can I say something?
Yes, sir.
Fuck the police. And that's from Lion. That's from last name Lion. Come find me.
Yeah,
my homegirl, mama, police.
bottom line. But yeah, y'all, we're gonna get to the smoke session right now because I got this blunt waiting for me and I'm ready to get high myself. So we're gonna let Bree.
We call them happy six.
Nah, forget that. Nah, I don't care. I'm smoking weed in the garage right now, and I'm listening. And I'm listening to my nigga Breeze, Bomb Bud. Let's go to smoke session.
Time that blue dream in Mexico, she got me blowed out my mind. I got that bomb, but I'm high all the time. That sour demons and OG cushion got you blowed out your mind. I got that bomb, but I'm high all the time. That blue dream in Mexico, she got me blowed out my mind. I got that bomb, but I'm high all the time. That sour demons and OG cushion got you blowed out your mind. I got that bomb, but this is legal in California. You got your medical card, light up your marijuana, man, I'm gone. And I don't think I'm coming back. I smoke three blunts of the purple and stuff Jack and the Sheldon Black. I smoke the bomb. Shit, even my mama know it. Sorry, mom, I love the ganja. That's why I always blow it. I'm a fiend. Addicted to naturality. When the green is in my system, would you love me or be mad at me? Practically, the weed that you smoke, it's irrelevant, man. I blow the good enough to take out an elephant, man. The type of shit I bag and niggas buy if I'm selling it, man. Junior Reed, tell these niggas I'm the medicine, man. AKA Mr. One a Month. I spit the THC to make a nigga wanna roll a blunt. How better yet, probably make you wanna pack a bone. If you high as me, then sing along to the smoking. I got that bomb, but I'm high all the time. That blue dream and Master Cushion got me blowed out my mind. I got that bomb, but I'm high all the time. That Sour D's and OG Cushion got you blowed out your mind. I got that bomb, but I'm high all the time. That blue dream and Master Cushion got me blowed out my mind. I got that bomb, but I'm high all the time. That Sour D's and OG Cushion got you blowed out your mind. I got that bomb, but what you want? Sativa Indica. One have you turned down, the other have you turned up. They both bomb, but that platinum, I had you stuck. I took one hit of the blunt and I start rapping like I was drunk. Close to 500 an ounce, that's what I'm talking about. I been had the keys to this game, probably lock you out. Blowing on that Bubba Kush hash, that'll knock you out. In the S5, windows up, hot boxing it out. I live my life like it's 420 every day. I blow a half an ounce a day, I hope I keep the back away. Closer to my dreams, I'm getting higher than Guapole. Blowing on this train wreck, I hope it don't wreck my day. All this smoking and coughing, I can't feel my face. I swear the skywalker make me feel like I was out of space. Blowing on this fruit, lemon kush, pineapple grape. If you know me, then trust me when a nigga say, I got that bomb, but I'm high all the time. That blue dream and Master Kusha got me blowed out my mind. I got that bomb, but I'm high all the time. That Sour D's and OG Kusha got you blowed out your mind. I got that bomb, but I'm high all the time. That blue dream and Master Cushion got me blowed out my mind. I got that bomb, but I'm high all the time. That Sour D's and OG Cushion got you blowed out your mind. I got that bomb, but.
Hey, bro, what's up? What's up with the drop, nigga? Hey, hit that nigga Randy Third up, nigga. You know the team in the back, right? I got a dub for the flight, nigga. Speaking of flight, TSC. CA though. Got weed, let's smoke. Every day rolling up the grams, bro. Got weed, let's smoke. Every day rolling up the grams, bro. Looking for the kush. Who got weed? Weed man about to make a stack off me. I want two, she want three. Whole clique about to be turned all week. Hey. CA, motherfucker, look. On the block, blowing trees.
trees like a Mexican. Inked up in the swag, nice like a reverend. Let me get stacked up the cush, never stress me. And a bitch stony for the neck like a necklace. Get her high, now she wanna touch. Heat it up, make it turn red, embarrassment. Left bitch, looking for the green, cannabis. Burn the tuck, leave full of dots like leprechaun. Messages ain't about green, I don't mess with. Blowing trees, M.O.B., etc. Hitting up the homie, cause I know that he on deck with it. And just because I know him, he gon' hit me with some extra shit. Medical, roll it in the Camry, box. Get a check, kinda like convertible, top. Monday through Monday, blow tree school every day. But that don't mean I can't smoke weed.
Pass me the swisher, nigga. Love.
Got weed, let's smoke. Hey day, rolling up the grams, bro. Got weed, let's smoke. Hey day, rolling up the grams, bro.
Looking for the kush, who got weed? Weed man about to make a stack off me. I want two, she want three. Whole clique about to be turned all week.
Hey, see, nigga. She ate, bro.
King hat shades black trying shit to me. That leprechaun shit, I'm talking green like that leprosy. Eyes red from that purple and it still won't get the best of me. Turtle feet, I'm moving slow, but still nobody catching me. CA, smoke it till it's gone. After that, get some oat, then drop, get your own. Holla at me if you need it. Get the switches from the stove. Fuck papers, it's a rap. Can't see me cause I'm a ghost, now I'm on rap. Girl in front of me talking fast like an action. Loud packing the pistol, what she saying sound like nothing. I told her pump her brakes and take a break. You smell that ganja. 5 minutes later, my eyes red again like a lobster. Proper, I'm talking that medical like a doctor. Possibly have her seeing red, yellow, green like a roster. Marley, I'm hot like the cherry, so you can't catch me. I'm not trying to hear it, especially if you don't smoke weed, nigga. So don't say shit unless it's
got weed, let's smoke. Hey day, rolling up the grams, bro. Got weed, let's smoke. Hey day, rolling up the grams, bro.
Looking for the kush, who got weed? Weed man about to make a stack off me. I want two, she want three. Whole clique about to be turned all week. Hey.
What the fuck?
Damn,
it was the Amsterdam.
Amsterdam. Amsterdam, they got me trying to stay cool, but I don't know if I can. Amsterdam, Amsterdam, oh, Amsterdam, Amsterdam, they got me faded, y'all, but I'm having a ball. Now I'm way too butted out, and I need to gain composure, my vision is sputtering out. What you say? Oh, fool, I'm tripping. I thought you said something.
Why your eye keeps twitching?
Aight, everything is tight. I'ma kick it, dissemble to the red light district. It's the ghetto Disneyland. Bitches in the window, I'm off the super window, goddamn. But your boy Pistol is a cool killer. My life's a Friday, poolside at the villa. Nevertheless, I'm so high from smoking, and everything around me moving in slow motion. Overblown, my sober's gone. In a foreign zone, if the look is on his own. In the land of ridiculous sack. When I get to my house, I'm a pack and shoot right back. It was the Amsterdam.
Oh, damn.
The damn Amsterdam. With the Amsterdam, man, I'm trying to stay cool, but I don't know if I can. The damn Amsterdam,
oh,
the damn Amsterdam. It was the Amsterdam, they got me faded, y'all. They got me faded, y'all. The damn Amsterdam,
oh,
it was the Amsterdam. The damn Amsterdam, they got me trying to stay cool, but I don't know if I can. The damn Amsterdam,
oh,
it was the Amsterdam.
Damn
Amsterdam, it got me faded, y'all, but I'm having a ball.
Sundays, that was just a smoke session. Dagger, Bang Out Radio, LA, West Coast all day. We just gonna go down the line real quick. I'm gonna ask one question, and I'm gonna bring y'all in individually. Just one universal question. Just like, if you could change anything about the world right now, whether it be how dudes act, girls act, government, I mean, whatever the fuck, if you could snap your fingers right now, flip the switch, and you could change one thing right now about the entire world or certain aspects of it or whatever, what would you choose, all right? First up, lying.
Damn, that's hard to really answer because there's a lot of shit I would change, but just for shits and giggles,
I would definitely make weed legal all over the motherfucking world.
There it is.
You know, China, if they find a gram on you, they kill you.
They what? They find a gram on you, they kill you.
Yeah.
Where's this at? So I don't go visual.
In China.
Okay, yeah, can't fuck with China. Okay, universal legalized weed. Okay, I'm with that. I'm with that. Nobody should be fucking dying over, dying over weed. It ain't that serious. But China don't play that shit, though, man. So I ain't fucking with China, man. They, you know, they be turning away their daughters and doing all kind of shit over there, man. I ain't fucking with China, man. Fuck that. But hold on. We gonna keep it moving. The newest Daggers Beauty of the Week, Miss Cherry.
I changed this whole job situation thing. Like, it's bad. I know people that's like, I know they like stress the importance of going to school and doing this, but I know people that's going out there, bachelor's degrees, master's degrees, still can't even get a job. Can't even get a job at McDonald's. Like, this, if I'm messed up, everything is. Like, we out here struggling.
Yeah, it is tough right now because, like I said, where I work at, and I work at like a school too. And people come in, and it's like a school for a job, so people got to come through us in order to get the job. And I see people turned away every day, too, and that's real right there, too, because I'm just going to tell y'all from experience, too. Y'all went out here with these, I know, especially with these felonies and y'all that did wrong beforehand, I know it's especially hard for y'all right now because ain't nobody really fucking with y'all. unless you're about to really get like some kind of warehouse gig or something like that. But I mean, hey, y'all gotta do what y'all gotta do. But I mean, if you ain't got no felonies or you still got a clean record or whatever right now, you might want to keep that shit the way it is, because like I said, later on down the line, these motherfucking jobs look back like, nigga, 5, 10 years, you know what I mean, and records, man, and those felonies, especially the type of felonies, like I said, where I work at, I've seen some felonies, like, damn, armed robbery, attempted murder, possession of stolen property, sales, you know what I mean, and this is one person, you know what I mean, like, they be coming through there and I see them. Or one motherfucker got like 8 felonies in like 2 days. It's like, that shit is no joke, y'all. Y'all got to make sure, y'all said, like she said, get an education. But like I said, it's even harder right now because even those with an education ain't getting it. So that's good, though. You're looking out for others, man. Because, yeah, if people work, then they'll have something better to do than just fuck around and bullshit all day and do other shit. So shout out to those that got a job. Shout out to those that's trying to get a job. And if you sitting on your ass, as long as you ain't bothering nobody else, shouts out to you, too. If y'all motherfuckers sitting on your ass that ain't doing shit, that's fucking shit up for other people that I got an issue with. So y'all got to watch yourselves, all right? Marley B., What would you change? I know you, what would you change?
What would I change as far as, I'm holding like 2 different conversations, so what would I change as far as what?
Look at you, not even paying attention, Marby. We was going nice, smooth, it was going down the line, everybody, and then I get to you, and you got to throw off the whole thing. You realize
this
that, right?
This is why I dropped out of school, because I don't need questions and all that. That's why.
What I'm asking you is, if you could change anything in the whole world, like right now, you have the power to flip a switch, snap your fingers or whatever, you could change one thing about anything, anybody, government, whatever, what would you change, like, right now?
Man. Oh, you gonna ask Marley D or something intellectual? You know that's my thing.
Exactly. That's all I knew. Should I come back to you? You want to think about it for a second?
No.
Cause I know you gonna.
Don't do that. Don't skip me. I'm fighting. No, but what? To be honest, what I would change is the fact that the system takes people's children away from them for something so slight, so minute, so small, that it is breaking down the, not just American families, but it's breaking down families, period, more than it is building them up or helping them get together. So if I could change one thing in this world, it would set up some sort of a system where you can assist fathers and mothers to take care of their kids more so before they're taken or before they lose them. I would hope they find some way to, you know, like, just some type of program or some type of international service that can help you fight for that or support that, because to be honest, that is happening too much. Too many people's kids are being taken, and they ain't on drugs, they ain't got a job, they doing good, taking care of the neighbor call because she don't like you, so your kids are taken. You didn't give your mom the tax money that you should have gave her because she watched your baby this year. No, all that, that's wrong. I think it should be a little bit more of a tighter system.
Oh, okay,
the IRS
should
stop watching tax checks so close and start taking care of business when it comes to children's services.
Marley, but that's real, though. Marley be looking out for the kids and the family because, like I said, there aren't a lot of complete families out there in the world.
I personally speak from experience, real talk. And I thought I would get over it after I was grown, but no, my mom, me and my sisters were personally taken from my mother, who was not on drugs, who was not alcoholic. She worked at Pacific Bell for 25 years. Always took care of us, put me and my sisters through private school. Shit, sometimes put some of the other bitches that I kicked it with through school, helped me asses out.
Yeah.
Uniform, lunch, rides to cheerleading practice, dance rehearsal, basketball, football, all that. And somehow still, you know, it was a system, and it took her a year or two just to show them, like, this, that, and other, all because they were nitpicking. She had a job. You know, they make you lose your job to fight to get your kids back, or they don't care. You know, it's just, it's a terrible, terrible system, and it's just always something that's bothered me, and I see it happen every day.
All right, well, we definitely know about view of things. Definitely, definitely know. Springs.
No more.
Yes, sir. You got one thing you can change, like, right now, Pippin. What is it?
I stop people from fraud. I give them life for fraud.
Life for fraud.
Life for fraud. You're going to steal my life. You are
life for fraud.
life. Yeah. That nigga's not playing. Nigga said you take my
life,
ID.
Don't take your life.
You take my ID. I'm pressing charges, and I'm you going to jail for life.
I can just shoot him.
No, I'm with you though. I think I can fuck with that. My nigga got a little bit of that China style right there. Like fuck that. Like nah. Like it's cool though, because you know how many people are losing. People are losing their shit behind like identity theft and shit like that. Well, people is losing like badly behind other motherfuckers jacking people's identities and everything like that and bouncing checks.
Bro,
I know people that have broken checks and like I said, I'd have been there for it. Like
no, well I tell them now you try to steal my identity. You try to steal my identity, you gonna be doing community service and I'm be paying off the ticket.
Nah, but I'm with it. But I'm with it though because I'm with that because it's like that shit'll stop though. I mean, imagine if we just up the penalties on dumb shit would stop happening. Like, right. Nigga, you get life for fraud, nigga. You get nigga death penalty for the dumb shit. You know what I mean? Like death.
Exactly.
Niggas will stop doing shit. I bet you niggas will stop doing shit.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, if we honestly think about this, right? I mean, we all, like I said, we all grown right here. Honestly, all of us have done shit or whatever. But if there was a death penalty on some of the stuff we had done, or life imprisonment, like for fraud and shit, none of us would be doing that shit either. I wouldn't be doing it. You know what I mean?
Say personally, I think you know when niggas don't take care of their kids. I think they should just be shot. I don't think it should be nothing in between.
Take them out the back and shoot them in the head, there, Marley B. Fuck it. Fuck it.
I don't think. I mean, really, I think they should be stoned because that takes more time and it's funnier.
There we go.
But, you know,
Marley B. trying to put them in the middle of the city square so we can throw rocks at them. I'm with it though. Tar and feather. Y'all want to tar and feather somebody? We can take it back to medieval times. I'm with it. Y'all want to tar and feather somebody? Remember the tar and feather? Nigga throw boiling tar on somebody, nigga, and hit him with a pillow, like, boom,
yeah,
and make him run down the street. I'm with it. What else y'all want
to
do?
That's painful, but you'll remember, though. But you will remember. You will
know. Can we put a nigga on the rack in the middle of the block? You know what I mean? And crack and stretch him out? Can we do that?
We could just do them like life and just have them balance on like a thing of bricks or something. You know?
We need to solve some people. We need to set up a big ass game so people want to play and put these people in death traps and see how bad they really want their lives. You know what I mean? That's because niggas is playing. Niggas is playing with their lives. That's basically what it is. So, oh man. I don't know. Well, actually, I'm going to go ahead. What I'm going to do is I'm going to let my people say their goodbyes because what I'm actually going to do is I'm going to just ride out on some tracks for the rest of the night so I can sit back and enjoy the rest of my drink, smoke the rest of my blunt that I got. And it's been a good show, so I want to get into the rest of the music because we've been doing a lot of talking. But it's been fun. We've been hanging out. Like I said, this is what we do on Slap Sunday.
Oh,
we try to slap the stupidity out of people. Yo.
That girl forgot one thing. Must honor Dr. Martin Luther King. You might have already said that, but today is his actual birthday. I know tomorrow is our national celebration, but of course, I want to make sure all y'all know that we would not be able to even be here. Half of us are mixed, first of all. We wouldn't be here without Martin Luther King. Secondly, I also will want to tell you guys that when you're in the car and you're driving down the street and, you know, one of our brown pride brothers do some stupid shit, just remember, you know, Martin Luther King had a dream, and we got one, too, that one day they gonna know how to drive. So don't trip off that. Do you?
Well, we gonna keep hoping that dream does come true because, like I said, I'm still seeing a whole lot of nightmares right now, y'all. So, yes, Martin Luther King's birthday is tomorrow. I'm going to be at work, though, so it's not really a holiday, but it is a holiday for that man.
Me too.
Because, like I said, he has done countless things that can't nobody else do, and like anybody else, they took him out for it. So that's the fucked up part behind it. So, But Lion, go ahead, man. Let him say your goodbyes. Any last minute shout outs, real quick? Go ahead, boss man.
I'm gone.
Yes. Good night. I want to shout out Montana, of course, with Mark Linda. You can catch him at TANNAH247 on Twitter. And as usual, Google me, Lion's Music. You already know what it is. LINZMUZIK.
Yes, sir. There it is, man. Lion. Like, you know, man, anytime, any day, see y'all. Like I said, holla at me next week, Wednesdays, however you get at me, you know where I'm at. Get at me.
Yes, of course. Later, my G. Good night.
Yes, sir.
Peace.
Mr. Springs, newest man in rotation, man. Any shout-outs you want to give real quick, man? You say goodbyes. Anybody you want to holler at real quick?
Shout-out to all the real people. Follow me on Twitter, 215 Springs. Add me on Facebook, 215 Springs.
There it is. Straight to the point. Point blank, period. All right, Springs, anytime, man. You got the number. You know where I'm at. Every Sunday, 7 to 9. Get at me anytime. All right, I'll holler at you next Wednesday.
Gotcha.
Yes, sir. And then, yes, last but definitely not least, Miss Cherry. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. Any goodbyes? Any shout outs you want to give to anybody?
Yeah, I'm gonna send you a shout out, Dagger. Also, one out to Ashton Martin. Also to my homie, like this girl been here through since I got here. So, big up to Alexa. Also, you have to check out my website, ccherrymodel.com, or add me on Facebook, facebook.com/ChantelCherry. Anybody else have a good night?
Yes, 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 and I'm going to make sure, like I said, I'm going to add a picture up. My favorite picture that I got up into my Dagger's View of the Week section, so I'm definitely going to spread that around and everything so everybody can see that, too. Ms. Cherry, make sure your friend holler at me, too. Like I said, get at me next week. You can interview her. You can still hang out. You know, I know how I get down over here. I hope you enjoy yourself. Like I said, everybody who hung out with me tonight, like I said, I know y'all have probably better things to do for the last 2 hours. People's in all kind of crazy time zones calling in or whatever y'all got going on in life, but if you've been here fucking with me, thank you off top, because, you know, this is always going to be therapy to me. I enjoy what I'm doing. I'm not getting paid for this. I'm just doing this for the love. And I enjoy listening to slappers. I enjoy playing slappers. This is what I enjoy doing. And I love talking shit. And I love being real. I mean, I'm talking shit, but I back up the shit that I talk. That's what I do. Most people talk a lot of shit, but they can't back up the words that they say. That's what I do. And if I don't back up what I'm saying, then I'm not talking. That's just how I am. That's how I work. But this is Bang Out Radio, Slap Sundays. The Dagger, L.A., West Coast all day. Make sure if you want to get in any music, you want to set up interviews, you want to do anything, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. If you ever want to call in, 661-621-7559. Make sure y'all hit up the award show website and vote for your top artists like Marley B, K-Waz, Dagger. We all up in there, y'all. www.iaamawards.com. Vote for your favorite artist. That's the only way they're going to get on stage and get perform and do whatever else they're going to do, all right? But we got one last call before I say goodbye real quick since they jumped in here. Straight out the 562-6656. You got Dagger. What is it?
What's going on? This Dag?
Yes, sir.
What's going on, man? This is Over the Chemist, my man.
Hey, what it do, Pippin, man? Checking in, better late than never. We was just about to wrap up, but, man, like I said, shouts out to Lavish Entertainment, man. That shit was popping, man. We shut it down. Like I said, y'all doing y'all thing, man.
Hey, good looking out, man. I was calling to just show you some love, man. I haven't called in to the station yet. And, you know, I just heard your last closing remarks, man. You sound like a real cool dude. You are a real cool dude from what I met, you know, Friday. I appreciate everything you've done, man, and introducing me to Topaz as well. And, you know, your hospitality was just, you know, coming to the event, man, you know, just being real about it and not giving me a hassle and, just providing that good service as an artist, man, and a representative for Bang Out. So, you know, it's all love back.
Hey, thanks a lot, man. Anytime, like I said, whatever y'all got cracking, make sure I get the info. Man, the other artists that were there, make sure you shoot them the email over here so I can get their music in rotation. You know we already got your shit in rotation. I had you knocking earlier off that fight. You had the fight track, I think. I don't remember exactly what it's called, but I have one in here. I was right. So, yeah, that's in rotation, man. Stay in rotation. And anything that come out new, man, like I said, you ship it right over here, man. I got it. We're going to find a place for it over here.
Thank you, my man. I appreciate all that. Hey, listen,
yes,
to you to do business, man.
Yes, sir. Give them your websites and everything real quick, man. Real quick. Let them know where they can find you at.
Yeah, man. Actually, if y'all looking for new music, hit me up at isoverthechemist, isoverthechemist.com. That's I-Z-O-V-A-T-H-E, chemist, K-H-E-M-I-S-T. Also, if any artists are looking to perform, any clothing lines, magazine companies looking to network and promote their businesses, hit us up at Lavish Events ENT on Twitter and Lavish Events and Entertainment on Tumblr and Facebook. And, yeah, man, anybody that's living in the network, hit us up.
That's where it is, man. Anytime I saw it, man, holla at me, all right? I'm about to get up out of here.
All right, what's up, my man?
All right.
Keep your lavish up.
Yes. Slap Sunday. I'm about to ride up out of here. We're about to ride out with the homies, man, because, like I said, I didn't get to their music today, so I'm going to ride out with it. We're going to let the, let me see. I'm going to let this one go right here. Lying to my boy Young Kicks, Party Life.
This is a J. Rum production.
I turn it up, she turn me down. It's good, though, too many girls for me to friend. A couple bottles, hit the mean kush. Party life, that's a good look. Tonight I chill and party with the best of them. You know Benjamin, well, Lions got a lot of them. Fewer friends, a colder heart. I live my life, never care what no one thought. The shit I do will make you think that life's a game. And I never wonder, will I ever change? I'm cool with that, always some chase pursuing cash. That's my main free, she's just a breeze. Fly with me, get high with me, and vibe with me. Party all night, worry free. You acting tough, just relax and stuff. Patron on us, get the party popping. From England to L.A. to Kingston, blow your damn mind for the weekend. No work today, so treat it like a holiday. No work today, so treat it like a holiday. I turn it up, she turn me down. It's good, though, too many girls for me to friend. A couple bottles, hit the mean kush. Party life, that's a good look.
This is a J-Rom.
I turn it up, she turn me down. It's good, though, too many girls for me to friend. A couple bottles, hit some mean kush. Party life, that's a good look. Tonight I chill and party with the best of them. You know Benjamin, well, Lions got a lot of them. Fewer friends, a colder heart. I live my life, never care what no one thought. Benjamin, well, Lions got a lot of them. You know Benjamin, well, Lions got a lot of them.
Introducing
All-Star
Young King.
Yeah.
Okay, my turn. Shopping in a sideburn. Always with a bad bitch, never with a bad bird. Who I be? Yeah, you see me. Obsessive, compulsive, no OCD. High in the clouds, I'm soaring, B. So don't be ignoring me. Let me introduce myself formally. I'm Young King, so my conduct is disorderly. Almighty with a pen and a pad on a white boy track. Everybody screaming rat, taking out the trash. Some like Vlad, oh yeah, I'm 16. I bet you mad. Hands up, yo, party all night. Fist pumps, you dying. You better do it right. My flow's like a virgin, cause it's so tight. And I'm spitting so fast that you probably lose sight. I came from the bottom, I'm chilling at the top. I started with nothing, and I damn sure won't stop. Yeah, you heard a buzz, we the hottest on the block. Lion's Den is coming for that number one spot. Pause, bring it back, replay, rewind this shit. Running like a relay, headed for the top. Ain't stopping, no delays. Better than your man, so don't worry about what he say, she say. Everybody gonna talk, got my name in the streets like I wrote in chalk. Primal instinct, deadly as a hawk. My team got the key, they got the game on lock.
This is a J-Rom production.